USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say there are at least four shooting victims in an active shooter situation at a North Texas high school. It's happening this morning at Timberview High School in Arlington, west of Dallas.
There was a fight between a student and another individual in a class, and a gun was used, and there are four victims.
Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby saying the victims are being treated at a hospital. He added there's an active search for the shooter, who's a student, and he's considered to be armed and dangerous.
Timothy George Simpkins. He is a black male, 18 years of age. We have a car that he is currently driving, or we believe is driving. It is a 2018 silver Dodge Charger.
The FBI and ATF are on the scene as well. This is USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.